This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your Stanley Cup champions. The preseason is over. Moving on to the regular season, we are mere hours away from the banner being raised at Capital One Arena. Thank you for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All right, Coach Dan, thank you for joining me. His future's so bright he had to wear shades. What's going on?
I just found these on my desk, and I was like, I'm going to wear them. Why not?
Coach Dan, the names on the cup have been revealed. Regrettably, our names were left off. So
yeah, what the hell, guys? The sunglasses coming off. Now I'm angry. how dare they not include two fans of the team?
Yeah, our names aren't on there, but the coaching staff, the owners, the players, they're all on the cup. It's official. It really happened. It's history now.
They did a thing. Do you notice a couple interesting names on there? Two of the ones that I like that I found, and I haven't looked it over completely yet. Brian Sotheby, former Caps player, I believe now a scout with the team.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, Ole Kolzig. And I don't say interesting enough that his name is on there. I think it's fantastic that his name is on Cup. But they put Ole and not his first name of Olaf.
Oh, really? That is interesting.
Yeah. I just caught that one. I was looking to see because I believe Matt Bradley is also a scout with the team, but I don't see his name.
He definitely deserves to be on the cup. So, I mean,
it might be on there. I just can't find it. You know, it's because it's alphabetized. I was going to say Beagle's third. That's crazy. And then I realized after Ovechkin, it's alphabetized because Ovechkin's the captain.
Of course.
So, yeah. No, I mean, it's still crazy.
I try to bring it up in every conversation I have. I think most of my clothes now have Stanley Cup champions written somewhere on them. So, I mean, it is definitely something to be proud of. And the banner's going up in just a few hours. Let's talk about it. The preseason is over. The Caps don't really have an opening night roster like set in stone because there's still some things up in the air. One of those things that's up in the air is Willie Baby, because kid went airborne for a hit in the last preseason game and got himself in some hot water. So everybody's seen the hit. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you've seen the hit. Coach Dan and I have seen the hit. We're not even going to discuss whether or not he should be suspended, because let's face it, that was a dumb hit. He should not have done it. Dude's getting suspended. So Coach Dan, what do you think? How long of a suspension is this going to be? Because now this is Willie Baby's fourth suspension in a calendar year.
It's, I was talking with our buddy Ryan Drury about this just last night, and I think it's interesting. I just saw it on Twitter, but Crosby just came out and he said the message isn't getting through to Tom Wilson. And I know as a captain, I'm going to be like, shut up, Crosby, worry about your own team. But, dude's right. Like, it's not getting through. And it's one thing if it was like the playoffs and he was trying to make a big play to sort of spark the team, or he was trying to stop them from scoring, or yada yada, whatever reason they decided to come up with as to why Wilson did another stupid thing. But it was the second period of the last preseason game. Like, I understand you're trying to not go through the motions, but you're trying to get yourself really ready for that opening night game for when the season really starts, when things really matter. But he had no reason whatsoever to blow the dude up. He had no reason to do it. It just, I hate to say it, but I think Crosby's right. And I kind of feel like you and I have said this before. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get that kind of play is not always necessary. Not everything needs to be an attempt at getting on SportsCenter's top 10 every night. You don't have to go out and try and blow somebody up. You can make the smart play. And on that play in particular, you don't have to go and blow him up. You can get in his way. You can body him up, or you can go and get in the way if he still had the puck to try and block a shot. You don't have to just level him. Or if you are going to level him, you go shoulder to shoulder. You make sure that you're crashing him. Wilson is – I think Ryan put it this way. He is – actually, I'm going to tell you exactly what he said because it was kind of well put and kind of funny. He said – hang on, I'm scrolling. No, where is it? I should have had this prepared, but I suck. He generates so – wait. He's such a good skater and generates so much power because he's cut out of granite. Like, Wilson's a big dude. He could have skated nonchalantly into him backwards and still would have leveled him. So it's not like he had to go and blow him up.
You see, that's – that. I don't know how to word this correctly because, like, you and I have discussed in the past and we said –
I can tell you how to word it. It's like we've said before. You don't get to play if you're going to be dumb, and he ain't going to get to play for a while.
Right. Well, but here's the thing. Okay. Dude just got a big contract, last summer. You and I were discussing it before it happened, when it happened. Is this guy worth big money if the majority of the time he's, you know, playing for you, he's up in a press box because he got suspended for his play? He seems to have been Barry Trotz's, you know, pick to be that winger on that first line, that OV line. So it seems as if, you know, this might go down as like a really bad deal for the Capitals, even though these big hits are what got him to the dance in the first place.
Well,
because dude's not getting a big contract because he can score goals and he's a great puck mover. Because let's face it, he's not. He's there because he's a big body.
He got a big contract because he's a big body, because he can make big plays, and because he actually fit in really well on that first line with Kuznetsov and Ovechkin. And so for him to not reward the team, but to go out and do something stupid, like, yeah, it's dumb. Like, it makes sense. It's still stupid, but at least you can be like, okay, it's in the regular season, and like, you're trying to make a play, help the team win, whatever it is. But it's a freaking preseason game. There is zero reason to do something like that. So whatever he gets, he has coming. Because it was a stupid play altogether. It was completely avoidable. It wasn't like he didn't see the guy and he just leveled him. The entire thing was on purpose. And I think, you know, Crosby's right that Wilson hasn't learned. And I'm starting to wonder, I know. And I'm starting to wonder, will he learn? And it's going to be really interesting what Todd Reirden decides to do.
Well, here's the burning question. He's got a hearing on Wednesday. I mean, I can almost, like, I'm 99.9% sure he won't be on the ice for banner raising night.
Oh, not a chance. They invite him to an in-person hearing, which usually means you're going to get five or more.
Yeah, so what is your guess? What do you think? When, how many games will he be getting? I'm thinking it's over 10.
Yeah, I'm going double digits.
That is a long time.
It's got to be. It's his third hearing and upcoming likely third suspension within what? A calendar year?
Yeah, it's four. Four in a calendar. Yeah, this will be his fourth.
Hold on. They had last year's preseason. There's a reoccurring theme here, right?
Right.
You got some members of the preseason. Playoffs.
Right.
And then again. Is there one I'm forgetting?
Oh, let me look that up.
I think this would be his fourth in the NHL, but I don't think it's his fourth in the calendar year. But you might be right.
Yeah, keep talking, because I'm going to look it up.
I mean, look, whether it's three or four, the reality is that he hasn't learned, because he's doing the same stuff over and over. It's like, and I tweeted this to Ryan as well, it's like the kids I work with. I tell them, when you do something wrong, I get that you want to apologize for it, or I make you apologize for it, whether you mean or not, it's a totally different story. But if you apologize for something and then you keep doing the same thing over and over, your words don't mean anything. You have to back it up with your actions. You have to show that you have learned from your past mistakes so that people can trust that you're not going to keep doing the same thing over and over. That's a bad idea, right? Wilson has not learned from his mistakes. He is continually making the same mistakes, and now he's about to be suspended for the third or fourth time within a calendar year.
All right, so here
we go. That's a problem.
Here we go. Okay. So this is the NHL on NBC Sports.
The history of Tom Wilson being stupid. Go, Brandon.
His first suspension came last year in the preseason when he was suspended two preseason games for interference on the St. Louis Blues. In his first game back from that two games.
That's weird.
Yeah.
The Blues again.
In his first game back from that two-game suspension, he boarded another St. Louis Blues player, which resulted in the punishment instantly being cranked up to four regular season games.
What are they, like, killing his dog? Why is he constantly going after the Blues?
I don't know. So that was two last preseason.
What is up his butt about the St. Louis Blues?
So then he got a four-game regular season ban, and then he got suspended again in the playoffs.
But it wasn't St. Louis this time.
No. So three suspensions.
Stop beating them up until this year.
This will be his fourth in a calendar year.
Fourth? I forgot the second one. So it's fourth in a calendar year.
How many times can you be suspended before you're, like, kicked out of the league? Because, I mean, four in a year, like, that's – I don't even know. That's like Liev Schreiber in Goon. Like, they're going to bump him down to Hershey as punishment.
How can – how – I don't know if there is, like, a limit to how – I mean, I feel like if you eventually get one, they're be like, you know what? You're not playing anymore this season. Like, you're just a complete douchebag.
Like, is he going to have to go on the ice and literally, like, kill a guy to get suspended or to get, you know – fired from the NHL? Did you see that? Wilson killed a guy.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't know how it hasn't sunk in yet, where it's like, maybe I should not try and blow someone up on every goddamn play. Like, I don't need to go and do that. I can play smarter. And when you have four suspensions in a calendar year, something's wrong. And if, you know what? You say, like, well, he's going to get a big, lengthy suspension, and now it's finally going to sink in. But then you look at the pass, and you go, no, maybe not.
Yeah, never mind.
Like, I don't think he's going to get it. I don't think he's going to come out of this and go, guys, I'm sorry. I mean, he will. But then be like, I'm going to change.
Well, last year, after his playoff suspension, he goes, this is how I play. I'm not changing how I play. Does a guy Tom Wilson...
I just don't know if he's an intelligent human being at this point.
Does a guy like Tom Wilson, does he have a place in today's NHL? Because back in the day,
if he wasn't being a dick about it, yes. There is still a guy who can be physical and has speed, yes. If the guy can be physical, has speed, and decides to headhunt, no.
Back in the day, Tom Wilson, if he was in Philadelphia, he would have a statue.
He still would if he was in Philly now.
Of himself, like, erected there. Like, this is a guy who would have been celebrated back in the 80s.
Maybe he's celebrated now in Philly.
Yeah. With Gritty.
I mean, God, that thing is creepy.
Everyone else outside of hockey loves that thing. I know.
Yeah, because they're just laughing at the NHL. As they are prone to do. No, Wilson's just a moron. Like, I don't get it. I'm sure he's an intelligent person normally, but I don't get it. Like, I don't get how you – I mean, part of me can be like, if it's the playoffs or towards the end of the regular season, you're fighting for a playoff spot, but look, he was trying to make a big play. I get it. Like, he did something stupid, but I get the logic. I can see how in his head he went from A to B. I can't right now. I don't understand. I cannot see how he put himself – in another position that he's going to have the team have a negative effect on it by him being dumb. And the reality is, if you're the Washington Capitals and you're like, that's it, I'm done. I can't deal with this nonsense anymore. We're going to trade him out. I don't know if anyone's going to take him on because of his play, his cap hit, and the fact that he's a dick. I don't see another team in the NHL being like, I'll take on that problem. Thank you very much.
I mean, we've already seen Colorado do that with Brooke Orpik's money, but that's a different story.
Yeah, but that's different because even if they hung on to Orpik, I'd have to look on cap friendly, but I feel like they have the cap space. I think they wanted Grubauer, and the only way they're getting Grubauer is if they took Orpik.
Sure, yeah. So looking at the Tom Wilson situation, who is taking his spot for the first month and a half of the season?
Who's playing on that first line until January? I don't know. I was talking again with Ryan. We had a long conversation over Twitter about this last night.
You just want to have him on the show from now on? You guys can be What the Puck? I get it.
I need someone who – you have all the equipment, so that wouldn't work. I don't know. Because the other part about Wilson being out is that, like you said, someone has to be on that first line. So the question is, do you go and take someone like Vrana or Oshie and bump them up to the first line, which means you then need to move someone likely Burakovsky up to the second line. So now not only have you disrupted the first line, but now you've disrupted the second and potentially and the third line. So all of the lines have now changed. Actually, all of them will, because then Burakovsky's spot needs to be filled in by someone likely from the fourth line. So you're constantly making all of these shifts. Or do you move up someone like Burakovsky and then put someone into his third line spot from the fourth line or someone from the press box, and it doesn't affect the second line at all, which was doing quite well, I felt like, towards the end of the last regular season in the playoffs. So it's a bit tricky what they decide to do. Part of me thinks like you just move up Oshie and put all your offensive eggs in one basket.
Sure.
Or you could bring up or Verana, but I think it'd be more likely Oshie. Or you bring in Burakovsky, hope that his offensive output is improved by the fact that he's playing on that first line, and then you just either bump up Smith Pelly or you bring in who I feel like they're going to go with Jason Megna as the guy who's going to get to take that or have the first shot at taking that jersey every night in terms of being able to play until Wilson is back from his year-long suspension.
Well, we tried DSP on that top line in the playoffs, and that didn't really work. He seemed like... Yeah,
he was way in over his head.
Yeah, he's like, yay, this is fun, but guys, I don't belong here.
Working.
It was like in The Office where Toby was invited to Robert California's lunch, and he just kind of gets up and goes, I shouldn't be here. I should go back. So, I mean, that's what DSP kind of felt like in the postseason. I don't know. It kind of opens the door to a guy like Nathan Walker, who was kind of on the bubble and may actually – I'm not saying he's going to the top line. Don't get me wrong. But as as other people, you know, move up to that top line, he can maybe slip in there and be a fourth line guy and maybe turn some heads. I mean, we know Barry Trotz was not a big fan of him. It's time for him to make a second first impression.
I mean, it would be Boyd if he wasn't injured.
That's another thing. Yeah, Boyd was seen in a boot.
Well, Boyd was at the DC United game, and there was a picture taken of him and Sengenthaler and Burakovsky and a couple other guys were there with Wayne Rooney. And you saw that people could see that Boyd had a boot on his left foot. So, but I think Boyd wasn't going to play anyways. I think Nick Dowd had definitely secured that fourth line center spot. So it sounded like Boyd was the odd man out, but he was going to stick with the team because I guess I think he would have been sent on waivers and they felt like they would have lost him on waivers. So it sounds like Boyd would have been the guy in playing on that wing on the third line or on the fourth line with Smith Pelly being bumped up to the third line. But I think that the situation now is going to be with Boyd out as you see a guy like Walker, like you said, or I think Megna are going to be the guys who – Megna had a nice goal on a nice play in that same St. Louis game from Sunday. So I feel like these are the guys Walker and Megna are going to have a shot. And my guess is that Megna's going to be the first one. Is it Megna? Magna? Whatever his name is. He's got an interesting name. He's going to have the first opportunity to sort of stake a claim for that spot until Wilson returns in 2 years' time.
It's just as the show goes on, it's going to be longer and longer. At some point, he's going to just become, you know, he's going to be our, like, veteran on the ice reporter for What the Puck. Like, that's how low he has sank. That is, he is a featured reporter on this
show. See, it would be, like, one thing, like, you've seen in the past where, like, I feel like you see this in soccer more or European football. Like, a player gets a suspended, be it a red card, too many yellow cards, whatever it was, and you see him up in the stands, and he's, like, sitting with the supporters. So, like, there's a time where – oh, who was it? Oh, I'm totally blanking who it was for DC United, but he got suspended. And so he joined the supporters group. And he was up there, like, cheering and everything, and, like, making a lot of noise. And I feel like that would be kind of funny to see someone like Wilson do that, because I feel like he would do that. But you also, I don't feel like that would be a lot of fun, because he did something stupid to get himself suspended.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like he went out, and I don't know if there's really a comparable play where, like, a guy gets a red card because he chases someone back and slide tackles them when they're alone on goal. And it's pretty much an automatic red at that point. And you're like, well, you know, he tried to do, you know, he took a quote unquote smart penalty because you kept them from being able to score a goal or likely score a goal. I don't feel like there's necessarily that kind of thing in hockey. Like, that would be comparable to get, like, kicked out of the game. If you'd have to go, some guy would be on a breakaway and you would come back and, like, take your stick and just baseball swing it into his knees. Like, that would probably get you suspension. And even then, the fans aren't going to be like, yeah, you did a good thing. They'd be like, God, you're kind of a dick. Like, all you really had to do was hook the guy or trip him. Like, you didn't have to try and, like, assassinate him or anything. Like, settle down. So it's not really a comparable thing. But the point is, if it was a penalty that had to happen, I feel like the fans would be like, all right, well, you know, he did what he had to do to make it work. He didn't. He was just stupid. And he did another stupid thing. And he's going to go sit for it. And I just don't think he can learn from it. I don't think he has the intelligence. I hope he proves me wrong. And I know I wouldn't say this to his face because he's a large human being. But, you know, look at the history. Look at what we've seen. Look at the evidence. fourth upcoming suspension in a calendar year. More or less. I don't remember. Actually, that might not be true. It might be just like a couple days over a calendar year. Fourth one. That's a problem. And it doesn't seem like he's intelligent enough to stop it.
And when Tom Wilson hears this, that was Coach Stan saying that all the way. I think you are very smart.
I live in Baltimore, Maryland.
All right, so another guy who potentially could miss banner raising night is Michael Kepney, who got hurt in a game earlier this year. I guess just what, like a week or so ago. And it looks like Madison Bowie is going to be the guy to fill that spot because it was between him and who is it? Jonas
Singenthaler.
Bowie has to go through waivers.
They like what he's done.
Yeah, Bowie has to go through waivers to get to Hershey, so they don't want to take a chance and lose him. So they're going to send Singenthaler down to Hershey, which, by the way, we got to hit up a Hershey game, man. Their team is looking stacked right now. But, it's the ring!
I just saw. I was looking to see if Isabel Kershaw had anything interesting regarding Wilson or Singenthaler, and I saw that the Caps that is sparkly. I don't know if I like the red and the gold on it. It's a little silly, but good lord, that is a sparkly ring. And they got it from Jostens, which I thought was really funny because I was like, oh, it's like where you get your high school ring. I think I have mine right here somewhere. Anyways, and I think as a fan, you can buy them, right?
Yeah, you only need like $12,000.
I'm not saying I want to. I'm just saying you can.
All right, I'll take one. Pick me one up, coach. But yeah. So Madison Bowie looks like to be the guy. He was gonna be like the seventh traveling defenseman this year, but he's getting a spot in the opening roster with Michael Kepney out. Bowie's had kind of an up and down season last year. He came up, didn't look good. We kind of said it was nerves, got a little bit better, but still, you know, really wasn't living up to expectations. So with his experience in the postseason, with his time down in Hershey, what can we expect from Madison Bowie? Are we expecting a better Madison Bowie on opening night?
I don't know. I mean, we'll have to see how he plays. He definitely had an up and down with too many downs last season. And I think he's got a guy that's going to be pushing him in Singenthaler. And now Isabel Kershaw tweeted out earlier today that Aaron Ness was put on waivers. So it's looking like Megna and Walker are both in for opening night roster. And I think the only way they keep Singenthaler up is if they put Kepney on IR
right. And
want to keep him around just in case. But if Bowie struggles and Kepney can't come back, I think this might happen. I think that Singenthaler, he's going to get a look, and it sounds like they really like what he's been doing this preseason. I think the kids, he's at least, you know, he's given them a lot to think about.
When was he wasn't this year's draft, was he? When was he drafted? Do you remember?
2 years ago. Hang on, I'm looking at it real fast.
So he's kind of right on schedule on where a guy of his talent should be. So I mean that is a good sign.
2015.
Okay,
I mean, so it was 3 years ago.
I mean that's about the right amount of time. That makes sense. I mean, we've seen a guy like Riley Barber.
He's 21. You got plenty of time.
Yeah, we have a guy like Riley Barber who we've never seen in a Caps jersey, and I feel like he's been a part of the organization longer than Ovi. I mean it's. He's been.
Barber got drafted in 2012. He's 24.
That's a long time. It's like middle age in athletic years.
It's a little dramatic, but something along those lines, I suppose. Isabel Kershaw tweeted out yesterday that she thinks Connolly might be the guy. Or she's wondering if he might be the guy that moves up because Reardon's been really complimentary of him.
Okay.
So he might get that spot. So, yeah, my guess is Connolly would be an interesting one.
I think it's going to be a rotating door of who's going to be on that line.
That's such a mistake. You got to develop some chemistry. It takes some time to develop, but you got to develop some consistency for the players. I mean, we've seen what happened in the past when they have a rotating door. Nothing really works until you have one guy that can fill in the spot. The real question is, what happens if you bump up someone like Connolly or Oshie or Burakovsky and it works really well and the other lines click very well? If you're Wilson, you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah, you got to roll with it. You got to roll with the hot hand. That's what you got to do. You know who would have fit in perfectly on that top line with Ovi? Jay Beagle.
Alexander Semin.
If he showed up, I mean, that would be the thing.
How old is Alex Semin now? Hold on, I gotta look that up.
I don't know. Isn't he in like real
estate
or something
now? Beagle's happy and probably making a buttload of money out in I still need to get a Vancouver Beagle shirt.
It's coming. Don't worry.
I gotta wait for sale. They're like $30 to $35 now on Fanatics. Semin is 34.
Wow.
Holy crap.
What else is going on in Caps world besides all these suspensions and injuries?
I like the rings, man. They're a little flashy.
That's not your style.
What the hell says flashy about me, dude?
So I said, not your style. You said,
oh, I thought you said that's your style. And I was like, Brandon, you have not been paying attention at all. Hurt my feelings. It's interesting. Wednesday night is going to be really interesting.
These kind of look like MLB rings, to be honest. It's like what you get after you win the World Series.
What makes you say that?
The red circle in the middle, the Stanley Cup, and then champions at the bottom. That looks very MLB-ish. I like the sides with the,
Ovechkin's going to... Oh, because it has a name. You know Ovechkin's going to love this.
Oh, 100%.
If you're Beagle and you get yours like shipped out to Vancouver or whatever, or do they wait until they come to DC? I don't know. Probably ship them out. Do you wear yours to practice the next day and be like, look what I got, bitches?
If it's Beagle, I think he's going to put it behind glass and never touch it. I think like, because this is something doesn't look like Jay Beagle would want any of this.
Are they doing the all caps thing again?
Well, they didn't have a whole summer to rethink of a new marketing scheme. They have to.
That's lame.
It's all ours. I like that one better.
Yeah, well, I mean, can't really use that after Wednesday.
Still ours. Gotta beat us to get it.
Oh, man, I'm not looking forward to that happening.
So what else is going on in Caps world? Anything else?
I mean, Wilson's the biggest news. I don't know. Wednesday's going to be pretty crazy. Brandon, where are you watching the game on Wednesday?
I was planning on watching it at Jimmy's Famous Seafood in Baltimore, getting the Jimmy's Burger, crab cake on top. It's where I saw them hoist the Stanley Cup. I'd like to see them raise the banner there as well. I plan to eat that Jimmy's Burger outside of my Stanley Cup as well. That's my plan.
Wait, you're going to bring your giant-ass cup to
Hell's
the place?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yes.
I took it to work when I
what
got
is
it.
Wrong with you?
I took it everywhere. I've taken like for a good like 3 days. Anywhere I went, the cup went with me. I belted it in as a passenger, rode in the carpool lane.
Jeez, Brandon! Right now, you can get tickets to opening night. $143 a ticket, plus $34 in seller fees.
Before the seller fees, I was like, that actually isn't bad.
Is that 34 per person?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, F that.
Come on now.
It's worth a shot. I would love to have gone to the game, but I am not spending almost
$200.
Not for $200.
$200's not bad. Under $200's all right.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Nope. That's best value. No. Lowest price. What are you doing? Ooh, $134. You'll be like, oh, but it's $90 in fees. I'm like, you bastards.
This part of the podcast brought to you by StubHub.
Actually, that is the one I'm looking at, oddly enough. I looked at SeatGeek before. Let's try Game Time. It's too expensive. My guess is I will be sitting at home on my couch in the exact same spot that I watched them win the cup. And maybe that's how it should be. Maybe you should maybe you should be in that same spot that you were. Oh, the game is at 7:30. Even better. Have they said, Brandon, like I say your name, like someone else is going to chime in. Have they said when the actual ceremony aspect of it starts? And I swear to God, if it's not on TV, I am kicking someone squarely in the junk.
Well, Comcast Sportsnet is definitely going to be showing that. No doubt whatsoever. I don't know when everything starts, though. I would assume if the national broadcast starts at 7:30, NBC Sports Washington goes live at 6:30. Then it goes to the national broadcast, and they show it. Don't understand why it's against Boston still when we're up against the Penguins the next day. Don't know how why they couldn't flip-flop those dates, but whatever.
Because we didn't have to be a dick about it.
We had to watch the Penguins hoist the banner a year or two
yes,
ago.
Yes, because they are a dick about it.
What's your favorite word right now?
You know, it's
Wilson's fault. It really is.
So what else we got to talk about?
I don't know, man.
Is that all you got?
I usually have notes, but work has been pretty crazy, so I didn't have any notes today.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the Caps announced that they have a new club called the Caps Canines.
Yeah, I'm interested about this.
You know me, I am an animal lover. I believe animal rights, all that kind of stuff. I still eat a burger, but I still believe in animal rights. But the Caps Canines is an organization that gives pet owners an opportunity to get involved with the Washington Capitals through exclusive pet merchandise and special pet-friendly events. And the Caps Canines support Homeward Trails Animal Rescue, a Monumental Sports Entertainment Foundation nonprofit partner. So that's really cool. So you can join Caps Canines for just $30, and in for that $30, you get
monthly.
For $30, you get a Caps collar and leash, a dog tag, a rope flyer toy, an opportunity to pre-order the Caps Canine calendar, and an invitation to special Caps Canines signature events. So you get a leash, a collar, a toy.
I don't have a collar.
Wait, hold on, I have a legitimate question here.
Sure.
Does the collar have a metal buckle or plastic?
My dog, if she sees a squirrel or a cat, will freaking bet.
We had this one happen once where she saw a squirrel and her plastic buckle on the collar.
It got Michael Bay'd. It blew up everywhere.
It looks plastic in the picture here.
All right, I have a Maryland one, not university.
I don't know.
All right, continue. Either way, it's for a good cause, it sounds like.
Yeah, let's see. It's for Homeward Trails Animal Rescue, which is really cool. Your membership will help support Homeward Trails Animal Rescue through the following initiative. Each dog adopted from Homeward Trails on a Caps Adoption Day will receive a special Caps gift item. Proceeds from the Caps Canine Signature Event, Canine Calendar, and special MSE Foundation auctions will be donated to the Homeward Trails. And Caps Adoption Days will be held throughout the season. So that's actually pretty cool. What? But I just adopted a dog. Sort of adopted. That's a whole nother story. But he's a biggin. He's a big dude. And, you know, I need to get him a dog jersey and stuff like that. So I think this
dude, I can't find one.
I go on eBay and get kids' jerseys. That's what I do.
Holy crap, that's brilliant.
Thank you. I know.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
Holy crap, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
I could totally have Luna wear my dog's name's Luna. That's not for you. I think you know that's the listening world. Interesting.
They also need to do a feline group because my cat Marley also needs a tiny itty bitty jersey. So they need.
You're not getting no cat coming out. Cat would be like, no. I'm staying home and knocking things off of tables.
That's Marley, but I need that as well. So. I already signed up for the Caps Canines group. When the stuff comes in, maybe I'll do like a Facebook Live video and let Finn show off his new stuff. He will try to eat everything.
What's your dog's name?
Finn.
Is this after Star Wars?
No. He actually when we took him to the beach for the first time, he was jumping waves and he looked like a dolphin.
That's cool.
His first name is going to be Dolphin, but we just call him Finn.
I like Finn. That's good. I like that. That's cool. Well done, sir.
Thank you. It was going to be Stanley for the longest time.
That's too long. I feel like with dogs, because they get into stuff so often, the name needs to be short enough that when you yell it, it's quick.
My dog, I'm pretty sure he thinks his name is No.
Stop that.
It or Knock It Off. Because he looks at me, knock it off. And he's like, what?
Can you be more specific?
All right. Well, is that it for the opening night show?
This is a short one today.
I mean, we're busy, guys.
I don't think there's too much more. I mean, it's the Wilson thing. I mean, the lineup's pretty much set. I think this would be like this would normally be the show where we talk about, all right, how are these new guys going to fit in? Which we kind of had to because not so much Boyd's injury, but Kempney and Wilson's suspension. So you kind of have to wonder. The hard part is also it's like Wilson didn't do it like a couple of games ago. It was the last preseason game, so we don't really know who's going to fit in. I'm sorry, fill in for his spot. I feel like it. You know, maybe you could see a guy like Connolly. I feel like it won't be one of the second line guys. It's going to be maybe Connolly or Burkowski. That would be my guess. And then you'll see someone, Smith-Pelly likely be the one. Why am I forgetting who would be playing on the left side of the fourth line? Stevenson. Wow, I'm a terrible person.
Oh, yeah, Chandler that guy.
Chandler Stevenson. I like what he's done. He's done well. I think Stevenson, he'll stay in that spot. Oh, no. You know what? I take it back. Maybe it's either Stevenson or Smith-Pelly will get a bump up, and then someone else will end up on the roster in that spot. The defense is a little bit more of a concern just because Bowie has that big question mark kind of around him regarding what is his play really going to be. Is he finally going to step up? And I say finally in the sense that he's still a young guy, so he still has plenty of years to get things right. But when you're a team that just won the Cup and you're expected to go and do it again or at least make a really strong push for it, you don't necessarily have a ton of time for a young guy to really, like, get comfortable in the NHL, you know? So let's hope Kapanen's been out for a long time. Concussions are definitely a scary thing and vary so much from person to person in how long they might be out. So it's the whole thing is incredibly tricky. Hopefully he's not out for too long.
You know, one thing we haven't touched on yet we should definitely talk about is the fact that Yevgeny Kuznetsov's getting a little bit extra time on the power play in this preseason.
PK.
Sorry.
How dare you get off my show?
So what are your thoughts on Kuzi on the PK? Do you think it's working? Are we going to see more of him on the PK?
Just a little worried he might get hurt.
He's kind of fragile.
He's a little. No, it's not that. It's, you know, when you have a guy out there and he's blocking shots, you always kind of worry that something might happen to him. And then you go and you look at someone like Backstrom, who I remember one game is a number of years ago where he was, I want to say it was the PK and he even lost his stick and he still blocked two shots in a row. So I feel like the reality is if a player is strong enough and capable enough, they'll be able to pull it off without potentially maiming themselves or getting themselves maimed, I guess would be a better way to put it. Oh, Brandon, I saw this on the inside of the cups. It has all of the series, how they went.
Oh, nice.
So did I say cup? I meant ring. On the inside of the ring, it's got like the Blue Jackets logo and then 4-2. It's got the Penguins 4-2. It's got Tampa 4-3 and the Golden Knights 4-1. Which I thought maybe classy touch is kind of mean, but it looks cool.
I'm for it.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Hang on, I'm saving this picture of their names on the cup to make as my new background for Twitter. So I thought that's how it should be. I hit the wrong button. Brandon, I broke Twitter. Sorry, everybody. We kind of know what this team is. There's definitely more question marks than we thought there would be going in. And their depth is going to be tested at the beginning of the season. But I feel like they'll be all right. It's early. One of the big questions is, are they going to have a huge Stanley Cup hangover? You kind of hope they won't, but then you go and you look at a team like the Penguins who went through so many cups. You know, they got two in a row, and you kind of wonder, is that part of the reason that they struggle? And that's not to take anything away from the Caps, but they played a whole lot of extra hockey than every other team over the last two seasons, and so you get a bit tired. So you kind of see, are the Capitals going to have some of the same issues? I don't know.
Only time will tell, I think. I mean, we really got to see what these guys are doing. Is there going to be a Stanley Cup hangover? You know, a lot of times when a team raises a banner, they lose in like tremendous, terrible fashion that same night. I mean, we saw that a couple years ago when the Kings put their banner up, and then they lost, I think, what was it, like 9-2 or something like that. Something crazy like that in hockey world.
Let's hope that doesn't happen. That would be so embarrassing.
Yeah. But
yeah, we won the cup and we got our asses handed to us.
I mean, you're only losing Jay Beagle. You also lost like Jakub Jerebek and Alex Chiasson. A couple
who got traded by.
Yeah, that's true. Jerebek went to St. Louis,
he just
right?
Got dealt. Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So I mean, we'll see what happens, but there are a lot of question marks of what can happen with Tom Wilson, what's going on with Michael Kepney, and we'll see what happens with Travis Boyd's boot. And what's going to happen there? So, I think we pretty much covered everything for this episode. So, are we wrapping it up?
Yeah, I think we can wrap it up here.
All right. If you want to talk to either one of us, you want to continue the conversation with us, you can tweet to me. Tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals things from time to time. Now that hockey is actually happening. Brandon, I'm showing you back. They had a little video the Caps put out of presenting Backstrom's ring. So you get these nice little boxes that will go with each ring, which is pretty cool. Anyways, you can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. With the hockey season back in gear in the next couple of days, with the Premier League back, you know, I'll be tweeting more and more, ideally not during the day, because then people will know that I'm tweeting at work, and that's probably a no-no. But that somehow was finding me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. But hey, if you've enjoyed Brandon and I rambling for the last almost an hour, go ahead and check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. That's where you can find out when new shows come out, other fun and interesting information regarding the Washington Capitals, be it serious things or just goofy stuff that Brandon or I find on the internet from time to time.
Mostly me.
That's Facebook. It's true. It's mostly Brandon, and mostly because I'm not sure I know how to make it work on Facebook. But that's facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, can you do us all a solid and tell us about Brando Cash Entertainment?
So you can go to BrandoCash.com, get all the information you're ever going to need about What the Puck and all the other podcasts and other work that we do there. If you're a Baltimore Ravens fan, they just beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. So if you're a Baltimore Ravens fan, go check out my other podcast, The Call, as we talk, preview upcoming and past Baltimore Ravens games. So definitely go check that out. Like Coach Dan said, you can go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. Like us on Twitter as well at What the Puck Pod. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Now, if you are a fan of What the Puck, make sure you write us an Apple Podcast review, and then let people know on social media. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Vero and Twitch, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So there's only two games until we talk again. Of course, on October 3rd, up against the Boston Bruins, it is banner-raising night. You can watch that game. It is on national television on NBC Sports. On NBC Sports. Coverage starts at 7:30. And then on Thursday, October 4th, the Capitals are forced to go to that dump, Pittsburgh, and face off.
Jesus, Brandon.
I'm sorry.
Think about it. They're going to that. Well, I'm not going to say it because I already cursed a bunch on the show. I should stop.
They're going to Pittsburgh up against the Penguins. That game starts at 7 o'clock, and you can watch that on NBC Sports Washington. I'm sure it's a fine city. I'm just giving it a hard time. But let me tell you, I would be I would be so incredibly happy if in 1 week my two teams beat Pittsburgh. The Ravens beat the Steelers on Sunday. If the Caps could beat the Penguins on Thursday, and there's two losses in that city in 1 week, I would be very happy. And then we'll be back next week to talk about the two openers and probably talk about how badly Tom Wilson got suspended, because it's coming. It's coming. So that is pretty much it for the show this week, everybody. Say it loud, say it proud. What's up, babes?
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.